From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After months of anticipation, General David Petraeus, the top American commander in Iraq, and Ryan Crocker, the ambassador to Baghdad, delivered their long-awaited status report on Capitol Hill today. With a chest full of medals and ribbons and sitting in a packed hearing room, the four-star general said progress has been made since 30,000 additional troops arrived in Iraq early this summer, and he said an initial drawdown of U.S. forces could begin later this month. He said troop strength could be brought to pre-surge levels by next summer. For months, President Bush has urged critics on both sides of the aisle to wait until Petraeus and Crocker had a chance to assess whether the surge had improved security or created enough breathing room for political progress in Iraq. Petraeus's underlying message was essentially be patient. The overall objectives in Iraq, he said, are neither quick nor easy.
Our assessments underscore, in fact, the importance of recognizing that a premature drawdown of our forces would likely have devastating consequences.
In a moment, we'll get a view from Iraq from NPR's Anne Garrell. She's embedded with the army in eastern Baghdad. First, more on today's hearings. General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker addressed a tough crowd in two House committees. Armed Services Chairman Ike Skelton set the stakes with an opening statement.
The witnesses must tell us why we should continue sending our young men and women to fight and die if the Iraqis won't make the tough sacrifices leading to reconciliation. What's the likelihood that things will change dramatically? Will there be political progress in the near term? Are we merely beating a dead horse?
Once Petraeus and Crocker got the chance to speak, there were no fireworks, just technical difficulties with the sound.
Would somebody please fix the microphone?
This microphone mishap might have made for a moment of humor, but from the stern expressions worn by Ambassador Crocker and General Petraeus, both seem ready to get down to business.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Test.
Microphone fixed. Petraeus began by trying to dispel the allegation that the White House had a hand in his report.
I would like to note that this is my testimony. Although I have briefed my assessment and recommendations to my chain of command, I wrote this testimony myself.
Petraeus presented over a dozen graphs and charts, generally suggesting that violence in Iraq is down since last year. He described a drop in attacks on Iraqi civilians and a reduction in sectarian violence, and Petraeus confirmed his recommendation that some troops be brought home soon.
I have recommended a drawdown of the surge forces from Iraq. In fact, later this month, the Marine Expeditionary Unit deployed as part of the surge will depart Iraq. Beyond that, if my recommendations are approved, that unit's departure will be followed by the withdrawal of a brigade combat team without replacement in mid-December, and the further redeployment without replacement of four other brigade combat teams and the two surge Marine battalions in the first 7 months of 2008, until we reach the pre-surge levels of 15 brigade combat teams by mid-July 2008.
As for what might happen after July 2008, Petraeus said troop reductions will continue. But he said it would be premature to put a number on how many troops might come home and how quickly.
I do not believe it is reasonable to have an adequate appreciation for the pace of further reductions and mission adjustments beyond the summer of 2008 until about mid-March of next year. We will, no later than that time, consider factors similar to those on which I base the current recommendations.
Which means the debate over U.S. troop levels isn't going to end anytime soon. As Petraeus finished up his statements, anti-war protesters started to yell in the back of the hearing room. Several women, decked out in pink Statue of Liberty costumes, were quickly ushered outside. Next came Ambassador Ryan Crocker. He said much political progress has been made, but that Iraq's greatest obstacle is its troubled past.
The sectarian violence of 2006 and early 2007 had its seeds in Saddam's social deconstruction, and it had dire consequences for the people of Iraq as well as its politics. Extensive displacement and widespread sectarian killings by al-Qaeda and other extremist groups have gnawed away at the already frayed fabric of Iraqi society and politics. It is no exaggeration to say that Iraq is, and will remain for some time to come, a traumatized society.
As for the best hope to make it through that trauma, Crocker pointed to the current Iraqi government. Despite recent criticism of Iraq's leaders, including Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, Crocker said he has faith.
I do believe that Iraq's leaders have the will to tackle the country's pressing problems, although it will take longer than we originally anticipated because of the environment and the gravity of the issues before them. Prime Minister Maliki and other Iraqi leaders face enormous obstacles in their efforts to govern effectively.
Still, Crocker argued that the troop increase has begun to meet one of its goals, to create space for political reconciliation.
We have given Iraqis the time and space to reflect on what sort of country they want. Most Iraqis genuinely accept Iraq as a multi-ethnic, multi-sectarian society. It is the balance of power that is yet to be sorted out. Enormous challenges remain. Iraqis still struggle with fundamental questions about how to share power, accept their differences, and overcome their past.
That struggle, Crocker argued, will come to nothing if American troops pull out too soon. His concerns echoed those of General Petraeus.
I am certain that abandoning or drastically curtailing our efforts will bring failure. And the consequences of such a failure must be clearly understood by us all. An Iraq that falls into chaos or civil war will mean massive human suffering, well beyond what has already occurred within Iraq's borders.
That was U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker testifying today alongside General David Petraeus on Capitol Hill. Both of them will testify again tomorrow, this time in front of U.S. senators.